Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. If you're new to the channel, consider subscribing and clicking that thumbs up. Download your favorite scary story on my Apple Podcast and Spotify, Tales from the Dark Forest. Now, let's get spooky. I work for roadside assistance, which basically means I'm the Uber of car problems, sort of like a mobile mechanic. If you have a flat tire or dead battery and call your insurance for help, we're the guys they send out to assist you. It's not a bad gig, actually, as I basically just cruise around the city all day listening to music and podcasts and waiting for a driver to get into a pickle. I have no coworkers or boss breathing down my neck, and I just kinda do my own thing. Now, as you can imagine, there are some dumb and strange people out there. I'm not knocking our customers, as 99% of the time they are wonderful and appreciative, and I've never actually had an overly negative interaction with the customer. It's usually the other people hanging around that cause an issue. I've had a few interesting events, but honestly, most of them are more hilarious than anything. This obviously isn't exactly the place for that. But other than a few slightly uncomfortable situations, I've only ever had one incident which I would classify as downright terrifying. It happened to me a few months ago, and ironically, it had nothing to do with the customer. I haven't told anyone about this until now. It's just very difficult to understand. Just to clarify, I am not currently diagnosed with any mental illness aside from a mild depression. I've never had any hallucinations or bouts of psychosis in my entire life, nor do I use illicit drugs of any kind. As far as I know, I'm healthy. The reason it's necessary to emphasize this is twofold. 1. This event is something I don't know how the hell to explain. And 2. I'm honestly terrified of what the implications could be. It started like any other day. I mark up on the app I use to let dispatch know I'm available, and prepare myself for the day. I got flooded with like 5 calls right off the bat, and was basically hopping from one call to the next without any downtime in between. I prefer when it's that busy, because I make more money, and the day goes by faster. Around 9 p.m. that night, and things finally start to slow down a bit, after changing a woman's tire in the Costco parking lot, I realized I didn't have any other waiting calls. There was a Walgreens across the street and I decided to park and wait there for another call. I browsed through YouTube and Reddit for maybe a half an hour before realizing I was hungry and deciding to do something about it. The area that I was in was basically the furthest point in my patrol, and I wasn't really familiar with the area. After Googling what restaurants were nearby, I found a Taco Bell and punched it into the GPS. Much to my dismay, after about 3 minutes of driving towards it, I saw an odd sight in the road. Multiple police cars had sectioned off the area past the intersection. It must have been a car wreck or some kind of crime investigation, but either way, I couldn't go forward and follow the GPS. With an annoyed groan, I turned right and waited for the GPS to reroute. Apparently, that road that was blocked by the cops was the only real direct route to the Taco Bell because the ETA on my screen switched between 7 minutes to about 12. The road on the screen winded and twisted into a forested area. In a few seconds, I was outside the small town and onto the back roads that ran parallel to it. Thick walls of trees lined both sides of the road, and the sparse light from the town soon diminished in the rearview. A steady torrent of rain was dripping down on my windshield, kept at bay by the rhythmic swipe from my wipers. Before long, the only source of light was the beaming from my headlights. I kept driving and saw no other cars along the road. A few minutes later, and a sudden annoying yellow light popped up on my dash just as the road came into view on my left. My eyes drifted down, already anticipating the oil level light that routinely flicks on. I drive a Subaru, which has an annoying tendency to burn oil, and every once in a while I have to top it off. I try to do it as soon as possible to avoid unnecessary engine wear, so when I saw that light come on, I pulled my car to the side of the road, flicked on the hazards, and popped the hood. I stepped out, oil jug in hand, onto the side of the road at night, in a place I wasn't familiar with on a rainy, ominous evening. Nothing bad has ever happened to anyone under those circumstances, right? To the chagrin of some, no serial killer attacked me, and no evil cryptid dashed out from the woods to try to eat me. My 44 Magnum is kept on me at all times when I'm out on the road. So if anything would have done that, I would have fired without hesitation. I have no reason to do that, though, and the night was quiet, filled only with the gentle pitter-patter of falling rain. I twisted the oil cap off, added about a half a quart, and shut the hood without incident. The GPS was squawking orders at me as I got inside my car and shut the door. The clock on my dash read 10:36 p.m., which was actually an hour fast because I didn't bother changing it for the daylight savings. I usually just go off the time on my phone anyways, and that little detail may not seem relevant. And in that moment, I didn't think it was either. I'm 100% certain it was the case though, just so we're clear. The GPS painted a trail which continued straight on the road. To my left was a single road, and a couple hundred yards down was a row of houses. The strange thing was, my GPS didn't show anything there, and gave me no indication that the road existed. That struck me as odd, but I figured my GPS wasn't loading right. After closing and reopening the app, however, I found it unchanged, and my phone had full bars. I thought maybe the road was a new development that hadn't been updated on Google Maps yet, but the houses had clearly been there for quite some time, so that didn't really make any sense. I didn't even know why I was suddenly interested by it. My stomach was still growling, my bowels quivering under the prospect of digesting a cheesy gordita crunch. Yet for some reason, I was transfixed on the road which, according to the almighty Google, did not exist. I turned down the road and watched my headlights swivel towards the cluster of houses. The rainfall had increased in volume, and I kicked my wipers into overdrive. My GPS lost its shit and began nagging me to take a U-turn before I shut it off. I drove forward, seeing the looming houses come closer. The rain that had bellowed a moment earlier then suddenly halted dead in its tracks. My wiper blades continued to scrape across the clear windshield for a few seconds, making an annoying whining noise because they should have been replaced like 2 years ago, but I still haven't gotten around to it. I shut them off, and it confirmed the rain had stopped falling entirely. That struck me as odd, and I suppose rain can stop suddenly like that, but I had never seen it stop that abruptly. An odd feeling struck me then, and a few things happened at once. The first was a nervous feeling trickling in my gut, followed by my ears popping, as though I had just gone through an altitude change despite the road being almost entirely flat. A random zap then slithered through my brain, as if struck by electricity, but disappeared before as suddenly as it had appeared. A foreboding feeling of dread seemed to grow deeper the further I went, but my curiosity was still stronger. I realize ignoring your gut is like the biggest mistake everyone makes in horror movies. And I know I'm a dumbass for it, but I didn't feel like I was in danger. It was just an insatiable curiosity. I reached the houses a few seconds later and saw no lights coming from within them. Upon closer inspection, I realized the houses were unlike anything I had ever seen. The architecture was ornate and altogether foreign, with spiral columns and odd wavy grooves around the base. The walls were slanted and smooth, looking like whoever built them was either severely drunk the entire time, or aimed to build something entirely different to anything ever seen. I wish I had taken pictures, but I was too overwhelmed with what I was seeing at the time to consider it. The houses all seemed built in a similar style to the first one, and they looked like things that would have been more home to a Star Wars universe or something. I could have almost written them off as some eccentric architect who just wanted to build something unique, but that wasn't the only odd feature. The numerous cars that lined the neighborhood were also different. They all had four wheels like any other car, but I couldn't identify any of the makes or models. I'm usually pretty good at that too, because it makes my job a lot easier when searching for a customer. But I didn't recognize a single one, or even the logos on the back of them. My plausible explanations further dwindled at that point, and it first occurred to me that I was witnessing something truly weird. The road eventually curved and rounded to continue deeper into the neighborhood. Those odd homes stood silent as Templars along the way, and they seemed to go on for quite some distance. Around the corner, the road forked into three separate directions. The ones on the left and right led to more clusters of houses, and the one straight ahead led out into another desolate road. I then noticed the few trees in some of the yards and sidewalks. They were tall and skinny, almost like palm trees, but the skeleton branches lined with small yellowish leaves that dangled down like a willow tree. I don't know what species they were, but I had never seen them. The houses on the left and the right were similar in design to the first street. Several of the doors were cracked open, two of the houses had a bunch of random debris scattered on the front yard, and one of the houses looked like it had been struck by vandals with a broken front window and damaged door. It looked almost like the houses had been ransacked or struck by a mini-tornado. I turned right, simultaneously enthralled and nervous about what I was seeing, not sure what to expect next. But within a nervous tremble, I pulled my .44 from underneath my seat and rested it on my lap. My GPS still had no clue where I was, and according to the app, I was aimlessly driving around in the middle of a forest. As I entered the new street, my headlights illuminated something up ahead which made me freeze. I hit the brakes, and saw something bipedal standing on the sidewalk maybe 100 yards away. It was sort of twitching in this odd rhythmic pattern that seemed to repeat every few seconds. I was struck at all at once by feeling this thick dread and also a desire to get closer. I thought maybe it was someone in trouble, and that I could help out, but I also desperately wanted to turn back. I drove onward, creeping closer and closer to the unnerving scene. My headlights finally revealed the images they had hinted at earlier, and my jaw hit the floor. It looked like a person, two arms, two legs, and a humanoid head. But it was fuzzy, undefined, like I was viewing it through water. It seemed almost stuck in what I could only describe as a looping animation. It stood upright, and its head tilted back to what had to have been an uncomfortable angle, before twitching for a moment and resetting at its original position. It didn't react at all to my presence, and I couldn't make out the details of its face. The way it moved was indescribably unsettling, and I had this subliminal feeling that I was seeing something that was never meant to be witnessed. Whatever that thing was, it was moving in a manner that was impossible for any ordinary human. I had seen enough and put the car in reverse to turn around and leave. I kept my eye on that thing as I turned around, but it didn't alter its behavior in any way. As I flipped my car around, my heart sunk deeper into my chest as my eyes beheld something I had missed earlier. There was another one. It was on the driveway, hidden behind some odd vehicle from my original vantage point. It was humanoid like the other one, but it had no lower half, no legs. It was just a torso with arms and a head. It was crawling down the driveway before reaching a certain spot, twitching and transporting back to its original position and repeating it all over. Just like the first, it didn't seem to notice me, or maybe it wasn't even capable of it. The red flags in my mind sprung higher than ever before, and I realized I had no explanation to what was going on. I just wanted to leave. I hit the gas pedal, bound for the same exit I had once entered through. As I retraced my route, I saw more of them, dozens of them, lining the houses I had previously passed through, and behaving in similar fashion to the first two, twitching and moving around in a plethora of ways before resetting to their original positions. I was in a full panic mode by then, and just wanted to get out. By that point, I was speeding through the neighborhood, and I heard something crash behind me. In my rear view, I saw something enormous rise in the trees. It was shrouded in darkness and consisted only of a shadow. The thing rose several dozen feet taller than the trees around it, and its head slowly split open in an ocular shape, like one giant eye. An immense blue light beamed out from the opening socket, and it swiveled towards me. I heard the ground quaking behind me as the thing lumbered towards me, its eldritch gaze glaring and effervescent. I held my breath and slammed my foot down, causing my engine to roar loudly and my car to rapidly accelerate. I reached the end of the houses where I had entered, and the rain suddenly returned to pelt my car. I slammed my foot on the brakes as my car came dangerously close to flying into the ditch. It groaned and screeched as my car slid to a stop in the middle of the road, the scent of smoldering rubber filling my nostrils. I took a moment to level out my breaths and mustered the courage to look into the rearview. There was nothing there, no sign of anything that I had seen earlier. I was back in the same spot I had pulled over to refill my oil, without a clue as to what I had just witnessed. It got even weirder than that, though. My eyes caught a glance of the dash, and the green LED light shone the time on the screen. 10:36 p.m. I know for a fact I was in there for at least 10 minutes, and yet time hadn't passed at all. I thought maybe it was broken, but the clock on my phone confirmed the same time. I thought I was really and truly screwed, trapped in some time-devoid dimension for eternity without any hope of returning home. When the clock finally turned and read 10:37, my heart breathed an indescribable sigh of relief. I drove away from there, having lost my appetite entirely. I just drove home, despite my shift lasting another 2 hours. I was just so rattled by what had happened, I didn't care about anything but going home. This was months ago, and I still have no logical explanation. At first, I thought the whole thing was some incredibly vivid nightmare, or bout of psychosis. But that doesn't explain why the time didn't pass. I guess maybe I had subconsciously imagined the clock in my sleep. But the more I go along this route of thinking, the more unlikely it all seems. It all just seems way too real to have been a dream, which of course leads to the outlandish explanation that it actually happened, and I didn't hallucinate any of it. I've been back to the same location where this happened numerous times, but the neighborhood and road aren't there. Nothing is. It's just a grove of trees alongside the road, with no indication there was ever anything else. This whole event has left me with this overwhelming sense of dread, like maybe I was transported to a separate dimension, or experienced a glitch in the Matrix. I both wish I had more answers, and also that I could forget it ever happened. I really don't know how to end this post, or even what to think anymore. If anyone has ever experienced anything like this before, please tell me. I still work the same job and can't really afford to leave it right now. I don't really expect to understand what had happened, to be honest, but one thing is clear to me. reality itself is more convoluted than I think anyone is ready to understand.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.